Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And that's going to really jive with the topic that we're going to talk about tonight before we take calls. And we should be able to get to most of you. It is my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch, who is an international healer and channel of the divine realm. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her childhood days, early childhood days, that is. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. And she'll be doing that tonight, too, by the way. So everybody should get some water ready. She will be blessing water later on in the show. As a vessel, the divine flows through Jean and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Jean lives in Vermont, where she's available for personal services or through her website, which I'm going to give you in a moment. Any topic or health issue can be focused on. There's no limit to what you can request. The energy you receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And I can testify to that as a result of having had some healings done by Jean. And she is going to be doing readings tonight, folks. And her website is Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com on the World Wide Web. So with that said, let me welcome Jean. Jean, how are you?
Good evening, David, and thank you. And thank you to everyone who's listening. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you as always, Jean. You're such a joy. And you emanate peace. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight before we go to the phone lines. And I think it's an absolutely important topic at this time in our troubled world, as it appears from the outside looking in, but we have other ways of looking at the world which are not as distressing to us, and so maybe we can try to focus on that and possibility thinking. Jean, what would you like to say about peace? What comes to mind most readily when you hear that word, and what does it mean to you?
Peace to me means serenity, being grounded in who you are, and detached with love, if that makes sense.
Mm. It absolutely does. Maybe it makes sense to me. Some people might not understand what detached with love means. Would you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Here's a perfect example. Let's say somebody's watching something on the news, right? And this is just an example. And there's an earthquake, and there's lots of people that are trapped, and there's lots of rescuers helping, okay? Now, most people will go to the emotional space of, oh, my God, you know, I hope, you know, there wasn't a lot of people killed. You know, they go to that worry place, right? And it's not that they don't care. We're not talking about that. We're talking about peace right now, right? So a good habit to think about is this: when you see something distressing, whether it's on the news or in person, and when it has no personal effect on you, instead of reacting to the sadness, try reacting to the peace by this: I am so grateful that so many people are coming to help these people who are injured or trapped. I'm so grateful that all of them will be saved and helped. Okay? And that is a way to bring peace in a situation like that. Does that make sense the way I said it?
It does. And I think we also might want to look at it from the standpoint of a microcosm, where we may find ourselves in a situation where we'd be tempted to react with an interpersonal relationship with another person, and instead we could find a way to act instead of react and come at it from a place of peace and detaching from love.
Well, I was going to go there right now.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Well, first, I mean, we've all heard these words, or we may have even said them at times in our life in the past. I would just love 5 minutes of peace. Can I just have some peace for my day, right? We've heard it, or we have said it, right? So what we need to remember is that, and I'm going to get to also, I'm leading you to what you're saying, but when it comes to that, that's when you can stop and take a few breaths and breathe in divine peace and exhale divine peace. Now, does it happen instantly? Not at first, but the more you do it, the more it does. There's many different ways that people strive to have peace, okay? Having peace in who they are as a human being, having peace with being accepted by yourself and by others, having peace with the decisions that you make, and having peace with self-forgiveness with the mistakes that you felt you might have made. Now, I was, as you know, David, I spent a day at a hospital, and I might be heading back after the show tonight, for two beautiful people who are about to have their first baby together. And part of the reason why they wanted me there was to keep the room filled with peace and light, and that's why this subject is perfect, right? And exactly how, like, it went for my day today. Well, in that aspect, coming into a room, into a space where someone is in labor and they're expecting their first child, becoming parents for the first time, and it can be very stressful and nerving, at least for the, well, yes, for the mother, but for the father, because I had the chance to be the observer today. And, you know, and the father, you know, was very attentive and very consciously aware. And, but at the same time, he was struggling with his inner peace because he was exhausted because they were up all night. They arrived at the hospital at 4:30 this morning or 6:30 this morning. So they were up all night, you know, and the contractions were coming and going. And he took me aside and he said, "Jean, I'm really needing some peace in my heart, you know. I'm really happy and I'm exciting. I've got the adrenaline going and I'm exhausted, right?" So I said, "Okay." And I took my left hand and I placed it on his heart chakra. And this is something that you can all do right now. So let's say you're not driving, because I would not want you to take your hands off the wheel. But if you're not driving right now, just take your right hand, and place it on your heart chakra. If you don't know where your heart chakra is, it's in the valley between the breath. Whether you're a man or a woman, it's the same place. So your right hand now is on your heart chakra. Now take your left hand and palm up. Your intentions are to connect with divine sacred peace, the purest form of peace. Let's do that together right now. It'll just take a moment. Your right hand is on your heart. Your left palm is facing up. Our intentions are bringing into our palm pure divine peace. And as this divine peace flows into our left hand, it flows up our arm, across our shoulders, down our right arm, and into our heart chakra. So this is another way that you can bring yourself into peace, regardless if it's a personal issue or an exhaustion issue or an issue of outside forces. And especially today, the energies are very flip-flop. So there's a lot of emotions that are twirling around right now, especially today, the heightened day. So it's another perfect moment to have to talk about peace. David, was that helpful?
Yes, it was. Thank you. Is there anything
Thank
else
you.
You'd like to say on the subject, Jean? We are getting more and more callers, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you.
Well, that's really what I wanted to say. And, of course, if anybody wanted to do a personal healing with me, I'm always available by Skype or in person. I actually do 90% of my work over the phone or Skype, just for the convenience of others. But yes, David, I'm ready when you are. And how about like at the halfway point, we stop for me to charge the water. And then how
okay.
about like 5 minutes before, how about 5 minutes before we end? Could I please just take everybody again back into peace, but I'll just be doing it through the breath.
Yes, absolutely. And I had one question I wanted to ask you, and it probably goes without saying that there needs to be love before there can be peace. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about how it's important to self-love.
Yes. Mm. Yes, and I liked what you were saying about self-forgiveness, because a lot of us carry baggage with us that we may not even be aware of. And so I think it's very important, or do you think it's very important to go through some exercises in self-forgiveness to find your way to that place of peace?
Absolutely. And I just gave one perfectly good example, which is place your right hand on your heart chakra, put your palm
mm-hmm.
up to the creator, life force energy, and intend to bring in love. Intentions is everything. When
yeah.
we intend to go out there and have a good day, we have a good day, right? But when we intend to go out there and have a crappy day, just because we're in a bad mood and we're going to take it out on the world, and I'm not saying you and I, I'm speaking generally, okay? Then that's what we create, right?
Yes. And I don't know how many people intend to have a crappy day, but I think that attitude is everything. And if our attitude is not aligned in a positive direction, it's going to attract that kind of stuff. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I should have worded it differently, and I apologize. I walked in.
No. And I didn't mean to.
I don't want your listeners to think that that's what I meant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, At any rate, I think if we have a common understanding, and if you're okay with it, let's go to the phone lines.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, our first caller of the evening is Bren from New York. And Bren, you're live.
Hi, I forgot your first name, I'm sorry.
Jean.
No, Jean. Hey, Jean. This is Bren.
Hi.
From New York City. Just calling to see if there's any important messages for me, if it's okay to ask that. If not, go to something else.
Sure. All right, just give me a moment to tune into you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So how I'm asking, Bren, is this. What does Bren need to hear most that is for his highest good? Does that sound good the way I'm asking it?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
All right. First they're saying you need to spend more time working on self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And self-acceptance, underneath self-acceptance, is self-love.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's not so much important who accepts you as it's more important that you accept yourself.
Right.
Are you thinking about moving soon or traveling?
Yeah. This year is a big goal for me to... I feel like I pretty much had my dance with New York City. I grew up here, and I want to say over the years my energy signature has changed so much that it drives me too much. It's a very seductive city in that it's very stimulating. It has pretty much everything a city can offer with culture and food and whatever, but it drives you. You know, it's like stimulus after stimulus after stimulus, and I need to expand and find my voice inside a little clearer so I can do my spiritual work more. So I'm looking, you know.
Yes, you need to move more out into the country.
Right.
And don't worry about finances if that's an issue, because it wouldn't be.
Okay.
It would all flow together. I'm asking if there's a particular direction that you should be heading.
I know of a direction. I'll give it out to you. Well, I'm looking at...
Okay, my guy said south.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Now, I'm thinking going north to the coastal regions of Massachusetts, coastal towns.
All right.
Near the water.
All right. Is the reason why you're hesitating? Yes. Is that because of all the energies that are happening in the ocean right now? It's real. You can do that if you want to. Okay. You will experience lots of trials and tribulations, and it will sabotage what you are seeking.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Now, if you want to be by a river, or a river is okay, a lake, no, an ocean, no.
Huh.
But that's totally up to you, because you have free will.
Where in the south do you think?
Well, what popped was the Asheville area.
Oh, okay. I know that area. Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep, or even Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is a good area, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So if you sit down in meditation, and have you ever been to Virginia Beach?
I know of it, you know, the Edgar Casey's, location.
It's amazing. I've been there a bunch of times, and even if you decide to go all the way south, stop in there. Make sure you like plan an overnight and go in there, because if you walk the labyrinth, I'm being told to tell you this. If you walk the labyrinth, which is on outside, right? It's on stone.
Okay.
It's not like set up in the woods. And it's right in front of the one of the buildings that I think they school teach in. But anyway, when you walk that labyrinth, and it would be it's good for your highest good, even though it's by the ocean, because you'll be in Virginia Beach, you'll be protected. But when you get halfway through, you're going to feel two hands on your shoulders, one on each side, and that's going to be Edgar Cayce. He's going to be, if you don't have to do this, okay, but this is what they're telling me to tell you. He's going to give you a message, and the message will be that you will find the answer in one of his books in the library.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And you'll soar. You'll soar on what you want to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jean, for your insight.
You're welcome, Glenn.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear from you sometime in the future.
Glenn, best wishes to you. God bless you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, Glenn.
Night.
Okay, Yvonne is our next caller, Jean, and Yvonne, you are live.
Hi.
Hi, Hello. Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi, Yvonne.
My question is about love. Do you see anyone coming into my life new for love?
I got a big, giant yes.
Oh, okay.
It will happen by the end of August. We just had a really big solar eclipse on Tuesday, and there's another lunar eclipse coming. I believe it's July 12th, but don't quote me on it, okay?
Okay.
And between the eclipse that just happened on this past Tuesday and this eclipse that is coming next week, I don't know if you've noticed it, but you're going through a really big shift, and you might be noticing it through your dreams. But anyway, he's a beautiful man, very loving, secure, established, fun, and a seeker. So he will also, as a result, take you to the next level of your soul's mission for your vibration, which is awesome. And he could be a lifetime partner in a big way. Yeah. Like, wow, this is amazing. I'm ready to rock the world with you. How can we make it a better world? Right? Like, what can we do together that will make it better? Not just for the two of you, but for your highest good for humanity. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Because I don't know how open you are to this, but it's coming. If you don't know it, it's coming, and it's coming quick.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's good news, isn't it, Yvonne?
Yes, it is good news.
Yvonne.
It's awesome. Yvonne, take care, sweetie.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yes, God bless. All right. Tina is our next caller. And Tina, you are live.
Happy Saturday. Happy Friday.
Happy day to you, too. It feels like a Saturday, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Saturday. Tina, let's get you back into the present. What can I do for you, honey?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship I was vibrating kindred and whatever spirit has for us.
Are you asking if there's a relationship soon coming for you? Is that what you're asking?
No, I have a boyfriend, Kendrick. I was just saying whatever spirit has for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. All right, we are asking Divine Spirit, what does Trina need to hear that is for her highest good? You need to change careers. Have you been thinking about that? Have you been feeling like not so satisfied? Yeah, you need to listen to Spirit, because Spirit is trying to tell you it's time to get out. It's time to get out. There's an amazing job for you. You don't have to quit the one first for the new one to come. Hang on. Within the next 3 weeks. So let's say 10 days to 21 days, okay? Because I think it's 21 days, right, David, in 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 times 7.
That's right, yes. You got it.
It's been a long day, but a good day. Yeah, so within 10 to within 21 days at the latest, okay? So know that the job that you're in right now is wrapping up. So this is what they're suggesting. Start going through your desk. Start going through your papers. What needs to be chucked? What needs to be shredded? What don't you need that's not important? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like all of a sudden I'm getting a new wardrobe, right? So you go into your closets and you say, I'm chucking this, I'm chucking that, I don't need this, I don't need that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This job that's coming is more money. It's a lot more money. It's not just like $1 or $2 or $3 more an hour, okay? It's like $10 more an hour or plus, okay? Okay, and you'll like it too, because you're going to meet some really cool people. You're going to meet some soul family members, and when you meet your soul family members, they'll help take you to the next level also. But it sounds really exciting, Trina, and I'm really happy for you, because you're going to love this job. So don't go against any of your gut feelings. Let it guide you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if you usually walk out of the house and go left because that's your normal routine, and you go outside one morning within the next, 21 days, and let's say your gut says, let's go across the street today and go left. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or let's go across the street, stop here and get a latte, and then go left. Okay? And maybe you normally wouldn't go in there to get that latte. Maybe you would normally go straight to the left and go to Starbucks. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Trina. You got a great reading. So far, everyone has.
Yes. Oh, but I wanted to ask about a relationship. That's what I was
When I mentioned it before, when I misunderstood you, I thought you didn't want to hear about it. But yeah, there's a guy at this new place. He is, what details will you give me? Yes, he wears a suit, but he wears really cool, fashionable ties and socks. He likes to play, okay, like the fun side, because he knows who he is and he's really secure in himself, okay? He's about 6'2". And they will not tell me the color of his eyes, but they do say that when you see his eyes, you'll be like, wow, his eyes are really dreamy. Okay? So start cleaning up and start getting ready and get excited.
Oh, so I'm not going to be with my boyfriend?
Not the one that you're with, no. Unless you choose with your free will to stay with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this is a brand new man, brand new. Oh, maybe that's also what they mean about cleaning house. But I'm not telling you to turn around and dump him, okay, please. All right? All I'm saying is don't go getting engaged. Leave your options open right now because you want to meet this man, but you got to get this job first, okay? So when you go into work on Monday, look through your stuff and say, oh, this is scratch. I can throw this out. Oh, this is old. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I have my own business now. I already left the job. I have a nonprofit organization, and I'm getting ready to buy a building.
Okay.
So
well,
maybe that's
shifting.
What you're talking about.
It's shifting.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's shifting in a not 100% new direction, but a different new direction. That's why they're saying career. It's broadening.
Yes.
Yes. So, okay, so you're not going to make $10 more an hour. You're going to make whatever you set for your hourly wage. So there you go. They said more money.
Yeah.
So maybe
thank
this man
you.
You'll end up hiring. Maybe this man will be somebody that you will deal with professionally. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
But your career, it is. It's going to shift big.
Okay.
Within
thank
21
you.
Days. You're welcome.
Yes.
They're dead set.
Sounds like
the guys are saying it was
forward to some
yeah,
change, Tina.
Yeah,
yes,
because they're saying
you.
It was an explanation point, Tina. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
God
for calling
you.
In, honey. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Jean, we're at the halfway mark in the show. Do you want to charge the water now, or do you want to take another call first?
Let's do the water now.
Okay. Everybody get your water ready. Jean is going to bless it. You want to tell people about what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, sure.
Pardon?
Because that just takes less than, yes, because that just takes less than a minute. So I am a vessel for the divine realms. And I place my hands over your water. We will be cleansing and purifying it, infusing the cells with divine I am creator cells, with the Christ conscious cells. We'll also be raising the pH balance of the water to 9.5. We will be adding extra H2O and extra H2. And any minerals that your higher self feels that you need or vitamins at this time, and blessings. And once you have your water ready, it takes me 20 seconds or less to charge your water. It has the same healing properties as the water in Ireland for the St. Bridget Well and the water in Lourdes, France. If you look at my website, there's lots of miracles, and the taste of your water could change. Anywhere from tasting more clean, from warm to cold, from cold to warm, salt, lemony, metal, flowers. It's whatever the divine feels you need. Okay, David, are we ready?
Yes.
All righty, I got to put my phone down. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Everybody can drink their water now. Now, that water is specifically charged for you. So, my guides are saying don't share that. Keep that for yourself. Especially because we also asked for whatever minerals and vitamins that you in particular need. You know what I mean? So, like, if you shared your water with your dog or your husband or your child or your wife, you know, it's set for you and what your body needs.
Thank you, Jean. Mine tastes different. I taste a metallic taste to it that it wasn't there before.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready, David, we can take the next caller.
Okay, the next caller is Laura. And Laura, you are live.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Laura. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can I do for you tonight?
So my question is around getting a better paying job, and one where I'll be happy and, you know, appreciated and valued, and being able to actually purchase a house.
Okay, I'm asking my guy. Okay, right now, when I asked about you being able to purchase a house, where your energy is at right now, okay, we're not talking about whether you have the money in the bank or not, okay? We're talking about you, where your vibration is, okay? So
okay.
Where your vibration is right now, there's a block on having that house that you wish to buy, and there is a sabotage for you having a better job where you feel appreciated and valued, respected, and making a salary that provides for you and makes you happy and content. My guides are telling me to tell you that you need to do a lot of practice with self acceptance. There are so many things that you have talents and gifts and knowledge for, okay? But you're not utilizing them. This is the divine talking, okay? You're not utilizing them because you are self-sabotaging, okay? Now, they're not saying that you're doing this consciously, okay? Unless you consciously speak negative about yourself. But they're saying, no, that's not what they're saying. If you focused every day on self-acceptance, and the bottom of that is self-love, right? Then
right.
They're telling me to tell you this. If you consciously practice this every day, let's say you sit down for 5 minutes, okay, or longer, right? But we're saying at least 5 minutes. And you sit with yourself silently, and you say inside your mind, I am ready to fully accept myself. I am ready to fully love myself. Okay, and sit with yourself, and whatever comes up, just breathe in divine peace and exhale that peace into that. Like it could be like maybe a twinge in your body. It could be a memory from a past encounter. Okay, because once you fully get there, Laura, there is a much better job for you in a whole new direction that you wouldn't even think about otherwise. More is in the ways where you're using your creative ability.
Do you know what direction that is? Are they telling you?
For this job, where you'll be able to use your creative ability? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
They're saying west. I don't know what state you live in.
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. So I know western New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey, so I know about it. Where are you? Where are you in New Jersey?
I'm down around the Philadelphia area.
Okay. All right. So why are my guides telling her to go west? Are they telling me? Are you telling me to tell her to go west out of New Jersey? West, but still, you're not on the border, are you? I mean, you don't live work right on the border, do you?
I am on the border of Pennsylvania.
So that means if you cross the street, you're in Pennsylvania?
Well, if I go across the bridge, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Look west. You won't have to move physically.
Okay. So out of state, though?
It could be right over the border. Because they're saying you don't have to move physically. Like, I mean, relocate your house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
but
that
it wouldn't be. It wouldn't
happens.
Be a permanent thing. It wouldn't be a permanent thing, okay, Laura?
You mean the job wouldn't be permanent?
Yes. It would only be a bit, you would only have this job for about 2 to 3 years. Not because you would get fired or not because the company would close, because another opportunity and offer will come that will take you to an even greater place. But you need to go west to this place first because that's the catalyst.
Okay.
So with this, what I would do if I were you is once we got off the phone, I mean, you know, when you were done with the show, I would take a few minutes and sit down and say, okay, creator, you're telling me to go west, but I don't have to physically move. So I'm going to be open-minded and I'm going to pay attention, okay? So how long? You from now depends on how long you sit and work on self-acceptance and self-love. You can make affirmations, make little post-it notes. I accept myself because I have a good heart. I accept myself because I'm a loyal friend. I accept myself because I go in and I give everything I've got at my job. Do you get the point of what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah. You have to reprogram
your subconscious.
Did
Spirit tell you to say those things?
Did
Spirit telling you to say those specific things?
Absolutely. They weren't coming from me, just my voice.
Oh.
It's their words. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm sorry?
I mean, I just don't even think of it. I know I do it, but I don't think in terms of accepting myself because of this. Because I'm always looking at all the negative things about myself.
So you want to know a really good thing that you can do? Is you can sit down and you can make a list of, let's say, make a list of the things that you might not like about yourself, right? Let's say, I don't like, here's an example, and this is for everyone. I don't like I love erase. My personality, I love my personality that lacks self-acceptance. I love my personality that lacks self-acceptance. Now, you're thinking I'm crazy here, but let me finish. So you're going to say that over and over again until you really love it and you'll feel it in your heart, okay? Once you feel it in your heart, and you will feel it because it'll feel like when you drop a pebble in a pond and it ripples out, that's how you'll feel it shift in your heart. So then once you do that, then you have your new one. my personality loves self. My personality trait loves accepting myself. My personality trait loves accepting myself. My personality trait loves accepting myself. Do you get it?
Yeah. I will have to work on that, though. I will have to work on that.
So let's say you wake up, one day you go, oh, man, I'm really stupid, right? And I'm not saying you do, but here's another example, right?
Yeah.
I love my personality that feels stupid. I love my personality, the part of my personality that feels stupid. But I also love my personality that feels smart. I love my personality that feels smart. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Love yourself, warts and all.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. Because that once we can love, like, even, like, the parts that we don't like about ourselves, then it's really easy to love all the rest of us. And then people can come into your life that will accept you for who you are and love and respect you.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
work on that. Thanks.
And Laura, Laura, if you ever decide you'd like to do a personal healing with me, just get in touch with me, okay?
Okay. I will. I will, Jean. I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
God Laura, bless. Thanks for calling, and
God
thank you for being
you,
so open to the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bless you, and this to you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on, and our next caller is Valerie. Jean, we'll take two more calls and then let you wrap up the show. How does that sound?
Sounds yummy. I'm ready for Valerie.
Okay, Valerie, here you come. You're live.
Hi. Hi, David. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Welcome.
California.
Oh, you're in California?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. What would you like to know?
I would like you to focus on my left side of my body, from the back of my ear, down my throat, to my collarbone, and everywhere else that needs healing.
Okay, so instead of a reading, you're asking for a quick healing?
Well, I would like a reading as well. I would like to know about love.
Well, Valerie,
you
have your choice, honey. We can't do both.
I understand.
There's a lot involved with your left side, just let me tell you right off the bat, okay? I can tell you right now that you might want to think about having a healing because it's not just one issue. It's a whole bunch of issues, and it's also connected to some repetitive three-dimensional time looping.
Okay.
Okay, yes, there is a man for you. Yes, he's coming soon. Hang on a minute. Ah, your throat chakra is in the way. Okay, so how is your throat chakra in the way? Do you talk nice about yourself?
I do.
Okay. Are you encouraging to yourself?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Uh-huh. I am. Yep.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing with that.
No, I know.
That's what they're saying. But anyway, this man, he has he's like more distinguished looking, not salt and pepper. He was a blonde, so he's more like blonde white. It's going to take at least about 6 weeks for you guys to be ready to physically meet each other.
Okay.
So if I may, I suggest that you work on opening your throat chakra more.
Okay.
Because
there's
still. Okay. You need to, yeah. Open your throat chakra more. And release there's trauma in the vocal cords. So how you can release that, even if you don't know what it is or whether you do, because even if my guides told me I would never say anything on over the line live, I would always be discreet. But sound. Do you sound? Like, are you a person that'll go la 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 la, or
no? No.
Okay, start sounding, even if it's om. Okay.
Okay.
And when you're in the car, and the windows are up, unless you have a house where you can like sound and not worry about what.
I definitely sing.
Okay, well. Singing is great. Now, take out the words and add and just sound. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Okay, because you need to do sounds. And it doesn't necessarily, it could be whatever moves you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not words, okay? Because the reason why is because the vibration, okay, is going to shake some things off your vocal cords and readjust where your soul song will be able to start flowing out of your mouth and also sound from your home soul planet.
Okay. And so the healing is going to be more detailed. Is it something serious?
No. But if you were working with me, it would take at least an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's nothing serious. I want to be here.
No. Nothing life-threatening. No dis-ease. Okay, but if you don't address it, they're saying if you don't address it, you'll be having surgery by Thanksgiving.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh.
So start with sounding first. Get those vocal cords out, right?
Right.
And that will also loosen your shoulders some.
Okay.
It won't heal it all, but it will release some. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling in, Valerie.
Thank you, and thank you, David. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you, Valerie.
Okay.
Good night,
bye.
Honey. Bye. Okay, the last lucky caller is area code 917. Is this Ellen?
Yes. Hi, David. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. Welcome.
Thank you for the welcome, Jean. I would love a message from the divine regarding the next step I should take regarding work.
Can I ask you something? It's not off topic. It's off word, but not really. Do you like to dance around the house?
I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever go outside and dance in your yard with bare feet?
No, I don't have a yard. I suppose I could do it in a park.
All right. Is that something that you would feel comfortable with, even if you put music on?
Probably.
You don't have to put the music on. Okay. Find a place, even if you envision a place, okay? Envision, if you can't physically go, picture it in your mind, okay? You want to be in what you would picture as a beautiful nature place, okay?
Okay.
There's no bugs, the temperature's perfect, okay? All right?
Sure.
And so do this in your house or you're in a, or your apartment then, okay? So now your mindset, you're in, you've already found your nature place. You're feeling your nature place. Here comes the message. You're feeling the nature place in your heart, okay? Allow yourself to start moving, okay? Like moving to the sounds of the nature, okay? And if you just set your intentions, Ellen, to do this, and even if you say, oh, this sounds really out there and crazy, but okay, I'm going to try it. What have I got to lose? Nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to see you. You're in the privacy of your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you really allow yourself to do this, okay, and this is why, you're going to tap in to the fairy realms. You're going to tap in to the butterfly realms. And you're going to tap into the fireflies and the dragonflies, all those realms, okay? And then you're going to, the more you do this, it's you'll get more like familiar, more secure, more free-flowing. Does that make sense? More comfortable, right?
Okay.
And now you're wondering, okay, how does this shift with a career? Because
yes,
then that's going to open doors for you because you have a soul's mission. Every human being has a soul's mission. And you have a lot of work to do with the nature realm.
Okay.
Okay. And that's where the career shift is going to happen. If you don't believe this right now, but you'll be teaching how to dance to nature. How to dance with the fireflies. How to move like the butterfly. But not mainstream place. The connection with the earth and the elements of what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
I do feel an affinity for the fairy realm. So I think your reading is very interesting.
Well, thank you, Ellen, for hearing me out with an open mind because there you go. And they're telling you, me to tell you that if this is what you need to do because it's going to open up and it's going to like unlock and open up codes within your DNA strand.
Thank you. That sounds so interesting. I appreciate it. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen. And please let me, or David, let one of us know, please, when you start doing your choreographing.
I'll do that. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You'll be doing this by the end of the year.
Sounds good, Ellen. You take good care, sweetie.
You too.
Okay.
All right. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up or less. So, everybody, if you would just silence your mind for a brief moment and close your eyes. If you're driving, please wait till later. And just know that you're breathing in the purest form of divine peace. Breathe in divine peace. Exhale divine peace into your heart. Each gentle breath of divine sacred peace flows in. With each in-breath, exhales into the heart. With each gentle breath, as we breathe in peace, it expands through the first layer of our aura, filling our aura with divine peace as we breathe. Divine peace comes in, flows into our heart, and ripples out through all seven layers of our auric field. Divine peace as we breathe in and exhale fills all our organs, all our glands with peace. Breathing in divine peace, and let's send peace to all our systems with each breath. Sending peace to the nervous system so you can relax and flow with peace. Sending peace to the muscular system so all your muscles can relax with divine peace. Let's send divine peace to all your cells, pure divine peace, gently breathing, gently filling you with divine sacred peace. Whenever you feel that you need to be in the peace place because of something that has caused you to shift out of peace, just stop and take a few moments. Connect with the divine I Am Infinity Intelligent Energy God, however you choose to say it, and breathe in peace and exhale peace. You can breathe in peace and exhale peace when you're driving to work. You can breathe in and exhale peace when you're trying to unwind from a long day and go to sleep. Each gentle breath wrapping you, filling you in divine peace. Thank you, David, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jean. And so now we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone. Good night, everyone. God bless.